And I've already gone on television with a bomb and already gone on television with a statement on new government. I've seen the Russian ambassador this morning, and I met with the Security Council this morning. I'm going out. I'm going to keep my dates in Ohio this afternoon, but I will cancel the one in Texas Saturday and Sunday, and I may have to go to Texas Monday, but we'll look at that as we get down the road. And I think you ought to take a little recheck of your poll the next couple of days.
I'm going. I've already started.
And be awfully careful and have them resolve any doubts against us.
Yeah.
And then I'd add one little question to it. I'd say, what do you think about the... do you think the Sherman Adams thing hurt Eisenhower? And do you think the Walter Jenkins thing hurt Johnson? And does it have anything to do with your opinion?
Yeah, we'll get that. I've already started.
Now put those two together so that you can kind of see if it's hurting any.
Yeah, well, I tell you right now, I want to say just one thing.
I think I'd just say if the Miller's employment by Lockport Felt has hurt Goldwater,
yeah.
And do you think this has hurt Johnson?
Yep.
Put that in now, Help.
I got her.
And run it. You can charge it off. You need a little information there to know what you're going on. I think you damn publishers are entirely too optimistic. I don't believe you got that much influence. Now, Gene Pulliam just came in here and gave me Arizona. He just finished it, and he guarantees it, 49-38.
Well, I think he's right.
I bet him five hats to one hat that I would carry Indiana by over 300,000. And his poll shows 51.5-38.1.
Well, let me just say three things. One, this Walter Jenkins thing is not going to hurt you, in my judgment, if you go along as you are now taking charge of the country.
I think what you ought to say on the Walter Jenkins and the Bobby Baker things, I think you could very easily say that you hear some folks in an editorial. You hear some folks talking about Bobby Baker and Walter Jenkins. Well, now, Bobby Baker was working for the Democratic leadership. I'd left the Senate 3 years. But when it discovered he'd practiced law and was guilty of improprieties, they've never discovered he violated the law. FBI for a year hadn't been able to do that. But when he discovered improprieties, they immediately fired him and got rid of him. When I heard that Walter Jenkins had a problem, I heard it at 7 o'clock at night. At 8 o'clock, I had fired him and put a new man in his place. Now, what else can a man do except do that and then say, if there's any law violated, Mr. Hoover, you go and bring us information?
I think you've done perfect on this thing.
And then wind up the editorial by saying, what else can a man do when this happens?
We'll do that again. We've already done that. In fact, we'll do it again. All right. Now, look, this is solid image. I want to tell you something. This may shock you. By God, it came to a choice.
What? I can't hear you.
Say, if it came to a choice after hearing Goldwater the other night in person, as bad as that Bill Miller is, I'd rather have him than Goldwater. Goldwater's a spook.
Oh, he's
a shell.
Well, he's worse than McCarthy. He's already destroyed Baker's life, and they can't find anything wrong with him, and now he's destroyed Walter Jenkins. Gene Pulliam said he called him the other night at midnight, said Walter's talking to him, and he said, what's the matter, Walter? You sound hoarse. And he said, I'm just so tired, I can't sit up in my chair.
Yeah.
Now, I guess we've all been tired enough in our life where after we run crazy with they're trying to subpoena him in the Baker case, and his kids and his little daughter are reading about it, and he's crying to me. And I imagine when Kay Graham made him come up to, he doesn't drink, and he had 3 drinks, and I've had a few drinks in my life and want to call up my girlfriend. So he had a few drinks, and they went down there and they framed him. Now, that, this man's a whole lot more evil than McCarthy. You just wait. You just wait till you get through with him.
Now, you keep on now. Just don't worry about Walter.
All right, I've got to go swear in Sergeant Shriver.
All right, don't worry now.
All right.
We'll go after you, okay?
All right, send me that editorial.
You betcha.